Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. Got a lot of great information to share with you. Today we're starting off with module number one. We're going to do this program one more time, all 12 modules, over the next 12 weeks. So I want to encourage you to commit to joining me for this program for the next 12 weeks and participating live with me. I think you're getting a lot of benefit from going through this program. Our topic today is on social media prospecting, and we'll dig into that in a couple minutes here. And today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. So while we're on the call today, I encourage you to join me out in our Facebook group. You can click on the link in the email message that you received earlier today. You can also just go directly out to Facebook, and in the search bar at the top, you can type in Sales Technology Training Program. And if you're a member of the group, then you should be able to find the group directly there and then go ahead and look for the pinned post at the top of the page. You'll see a big blue image today and go ahead and add a comment there. And I can see comments here from Roy and from Karen who are joining in on the call today. And let me post a message out here to welcome Shauna. Awesome. And so a couple other things that I want to share as we're getting started here. I want to let you know that you can access the recordings of these calls out on the membership page, and you'll find that link in the email message that I sent out. And so you can simply go there and access the recordings online. The Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And there are 12 modules of content. And I also want to let you know that immediately after the call today, I will be doing a special free call, and the topic is on 7 secrets to become a highly paid expert. And I'll be sharing tips, strategies, and techniques that you can use to increase your income. If you would like to participate on that call, you can simply register online. Go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/expertsecrets, socialmediaoutcomes.com/expertsecrets. I also posted a link out in the Facebook group, so you can get access to that, and that will get you the phone number so you can dial in and participate on the call today. So that's immediately afterwards at 5 p.m. Pacific today on February 17th. All right. Well, let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. Today we're talking about social media prospecting. So this is all about how to prospect for business through social media. So first of all, why would you want to prospect on social media? Well, one of the reasons is because there's a huge pool of people online. And, you know, it used to be in the old days, if you wanted to prospect for people, you had to simply pick up the phone and call people or go out and meet people. And that's still a great way of doing business. And I encourage you to pick up the phone on a regular basis and make calls. And I encourage you to go out to events and meet people. But the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people that you can meet online, you can develop relationships with, and then you can lead to a next step in working with you just simply by making contact with them through social media. We're going to talk about some of the techniques, some of the how-tos to get that done as we're on the call today. So social media is here to stay. It's not going away anytime soon, although it's getting a lot tougher to utilize as a business tool. Sites like Facebook make it tougher every day for your posts to be seen. If you have a business page and you're posting there, you may have noticed that your engagement has dropped off quite a bit in the last couple years, and that's because Facebook is driving people more and more toward using Facebook ads. In fact, just today I went in and I created an ad to announce a free webinar that I'm doing next week on social media automation. And you know, in the old days, I could just post it out on my page and I would get people, you know, seeing it and then going out and registering. And now, in order to get visibility, I need to buy an ad. And then that will cause my post to be seen by more people in their newsfeed. That's just the way that business is these days, the way social media marketing is. And if you're not getting enough results today by doing what you're doing, then it may be time to start paying for Facebook ads. And, you know, before you just go and start using Facebook ads, I would encourage you to take a look at what other options are available. There may be some other social media sites where you could do advertising that might be better. Twitter allows you to set up ads. You can do ads on LinkedIn, and I'm sure ads are coming to a lot more social media sites that are out there. So you always have to take a look and figure out what's the best investment of your time and efforts. And sometimes your best investment is to actually work on your website. Maybe you don't have a blog yet, and so the best thing for you to do is actually to launch a website and a blog where you can publish content and start sharing that content and attracting people. So, you know, take a look and think about what you can do that's going to help you to get better results. Usually there's probably a good dozen different techniques or strategies that you can implement, and what you need to do is to figure out what that next best strategy is and then work on implementing it. Sometimes you can get yourself spread too thin by taking on too many things. Now, Lori Ruff said, let me just repeat this. This is a quote from Lori Ruff. Social media is here to stay. It's not going away. It's not a passing fad. Be where your customers are in social media. And so that's the place to be in a lot of cases, and it's probably going to continue to be that way, although what we'll see over time is that people are going to change their habits related to social media. And I'll just share something that I'm doing on social media just to give you an idea of how people change their habits. For the last number of years, I've been active on social media just about 7 days a week. Every single day, I either have content that's scheduled to post out there, and on top of that, usually I pop out into sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I'm active out there as well. I'm usually more active on Facebook than any other social media site. And what I'm doing lately is actually cutting back on my interaction and posting and engagement on weekends. So I'm starting to curtail my activities a little bit on the weekends. And one of the reasons is I think there comes a point where you can be overexposed on social media, just like they talk about how a celebrity can be overexposed through the media. Maybe they get out there too much on the radio or on TV, and suddenly people don't want to see them anymore. I think that's going to happen more and more on social media. People are going to feel like they're seeing people too much. And so in anticipation of that, I'm pulling back on the weekends. I'm not posting. I'm still going out and interacting if people will add a comment on a post from earlier in the week. I might go in and respond to that, but I'm really trying to cut back on overall activity. And one of the things I'm noticing right away is, and this is one of the reasons I've typically posted 7 days a week, is that I get a lot of engagement over time. I get a lot of people commenting on my posts. And one of the reasons I do is because I post a lot. So the more you post, typically, the more interaction that you will get, the more people will see your posts, and the more people will engage with them. And just by cutting back on weekends, I'm noticing, like on Mondays, my engagement drops off quite a bit. It drops off over the weekend, and then on Monday, which would have been yesterday, I noticed that my engagement dropped quite a bit. But as of Tuesday today, it's starting to build back up again. So it's something where I'm viewing it more as posting in cycles, like building up to a cycle each week. So you might want to think about your own posting on social media. Think about how often you're posting, what kind of interaction that you're getting. And maybe for you, if you're not posting that much, then your strategy is to ramp it up, post more often. Let me share with you three keys to social media prospecting. You might want to jot these down in your notes. Key number one is to focus on developing relationships first. See, the thing is, ultimately, social media is social. It's a place where you can go out and connect with people and develop relationships. Think of a social media site kind of like going to a networking event. When you go to a networking event, you just don't stand up on a table and start, you know, yelling at people about your business. You go around and you meet people one by one. You talk to them, you introduce yourself, you find out more about them as a person and what they do. And so social media is no different than that. In addition to just posting out on social media, it's a good idea to reach out to people one by one and make contact with them that way. So start thinking about what you can do that will help you to be able to develop relationships with people online, be able to start making connections, and we'll talk more about that in a moment about how to do that. Because in some cases you can do that publicly, but in a lot of cases you can you need to do that through sending private messages. Key number two, jot this down, be systematic in your follow-up. This is probably one of the areas where I see more people struggle, is that they're not really good at being systematic in their follow-up. See, when you work systematically, that means you have a process, you have a procedure, you've figured out what you want to do and how often that you want to do that. And once you identify what that is, then it makes it a lot easier to be able to take that through step by step. And I use spreadsheets a lot for keeping track of activities. So when I set up a spreadsheet and then walk through that step by step, then it helps me to be organized to know who to contact. So one of the things you might want to do is compile a list of all your friends and put them into a spreadsheet. This is not necessarily a quick or easy thing to do depending on how many friends you have. I have over 4,000 friends, and I've been working on this for a long time, and I haven't quite compiled all of them yet. One of the tips that I'll share with you is that you can do this a little bit every day. And the simplest way to do it is just simply by looking to see who has a birthday that day. And for anybody who has a birthday, go and copy them one by one and add them into your spreadsheet. And over the course of the year, then you will have a whole list of all of your friends in a spreadsheet. Now, it's not just enough to have them in a spreadsheet. Now you've got to go through and contact them one by one. So you might find it's helpful to actually organize it by birthday, because now you can use that as a tool to reach out and make contact with people, because you know when their birthday is going to be coming up. It's never a good idea. Well, first of all, I always go out to people's Facebook pages and I post on their birthday and I wish them a happy birthday message. I don't do anything complex. I just say happy birthday and their name and I tag them in it. So that's just simple, quick, and easy, and I do that typically every morning. But you don't want to try to post any other kind of messages or send them a private message necessarily on their birthday, because they're going to be overwhelmed by messages. Most people get over 100 messages on their birthday. So if you try to contact them on or after, a couple days after their birthday, usually they're just overwhelmed and they're probably not likely to respond back to you except just to acknowledge if there was a birthday message. Okay. Now, the third key. Jot this down in your notes. The third key is to make a reasonable request at a reasonable time. So this is kind of interesting, because what happens is on social media, as you're reaching out and contacting people, you want to be careful not to overstep your bounds, not to do something before the time is right. What I find a lot of times is that I get messages from people, private messages from people on Facebook, and it'll be a long message, like five paragraphs, and they're telling me all about their business and this and that. And you know, the thing is, that's not the right time. And oftentimes this happens right after I get a friend request from somebody. Immediately I get a message from them describing all about their business. So what you want to do is you want to take things step by step. And I think one of the reasons people try to do this is because they're trying to take shortcuts. They're just trying to jump from getting to know a person to either trying to recruit them for their business or schedule an appointment with them. And that's not the way things work. It's just like going to a networking event. When you go to a networking event, you don't immediately try to schedule an appointment. You just make the connection. You try to get one point of contact information. You get their business card, and that will give you an opportunity to follow up in the future. And then you can reach out, touch base with them over time. So if you're trying to send too much information up front, that's just going to end up turning people away from you. Now, who should you approach on social media? Well, before I get into detail on that, let me pop out into the Facebook group. And I just want to, first of all, let me check to see who's on the call today, if we've had anybody else join in. Let's see. Out of the Facebook group, our comment goal today is 20 comments. So let me do a quick refresh and see where we are. Looks like we're up to 9 comments already. Roy is sharing a number of ideas on the call today. So thanks for joining in, Roy, and sharing. And for Karen and Shauna, feel free to post that in the group and share your takeaways as you're listening in today as well. and I will go out and read the comments a little bit later. Also, if you have any questions, go ahead and post those out in the Facebook group as well. All right, so who should you approach on social media? Well, you can approach your ideal clients, your ideal customers. So be on the lookout for people who would be ideal for you to work with. Part of what that means is that you need to figure out who are your ideal clients. If you haven't taken time to figure out demographic information, then this is going to be challenging for you. In fact, when I posted my ad out on Facebook earlier, I didn't just post that ad out for everybody to see because I realized that that's going to be limiting. See, when you try to reach everybody, you end up not reaching the right people. So I actually specified demographic information. I selected a gender, I selected an age group, an age range, and then I also selected factors related to specific interests that people had. So by focusing in that criteria, that means that it's much more likely that my message will reach the right people. So when you're reaching out and making contact with people, know if somebody is an ideal client or ideal customer for you when you're prospecting them. You can also approach JV partners or joint venture partners. Look for people that you can team up with. Look for people that might be willing to cross-promote you. Those are good people to develop relationships with. And so when you reach out and prospect them, it might not be prospecting them for business. It might simply be prospecting them for an opportunity to do some cross-promotion together. You can also approach referral partners. So very similar to joint venture partners, a referral partner might be where someone is referring you business. So where they might have a clientele or customer base that would include your ideal clients. Think of a POI or a person of influence, someone who has a network of people that includes your ideal customers or clients. You can also approach your clients individually. I don't do a whole lot of promotion on Facebook, and one of the reasons is because I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize my standing on Facebook and have my account marked as spam or something like that, because I have a lot of client relationships and I use Facebook for customer service. I have different Facebook groups that I have set up where I interact with clients. And so I don't want to do anything that would prevent me from being able to have that kind of contact and relationship with my existing clients. I have over 400 different clients, and so I want to be able to reach them on Facebook when I need to and make contact with them, and they can reach me as well. Now, when should you approach people? So if you're going to send somebody a private message, for instance, what time of day is good? Well, probably a time of day that they would be likely to see your message. So you probably don't want to be posting in the middle of the night. You probably don't want to be posting necessarily on weekends. So the best times of day are probably going to be about midday or in the early evenings. It's going to be at a time when they're likely to see your message right away. Because what ends up happening is if somebody doesn't see your message, then it just kind of scrolls down on the list and then it kind of disappears and people don't know that it's out there. So you want to think about when to send your messages and then post it at one of those times. Now, let's talk about some tips on how to approach people. So how do you reach out to them? How do you connect with them? Well, the first idea I want to share with you is that if you're going to be sending somebody a private message, it's probably a good idea to first start having some contact publicly. So start to interact with them more on their public page. Go out to their personal Facebook page and start liking and commenting on some of their posts. This will start getting you in front of them. Because typically it takes about 7 points of contact before someone remembers, people remember who you are and what you do. And in this busy social media age, it's more like 28 points of contact when you count up all the likes and the comments and the different marketing touches that you have with people. So just realize that if you want someone to respond to your private message, then you need to be making contact with them on a regular basis, because it usually takes a number of times in making contact with people before somebody, before you pique their interest and they go out to your page and take a look and see what it is that you do. And even just reading the content of your posts, the more posts that they see over time, the more they're engaged with you, the more they will learn about you and understand who you are and what you do. So instead of trying to just vomit over all over people by, you know, sending a private message with five paragraphs of information, what you want to do is to let social media do the heavy lifting and be out there engaging with people on a regular basis, communicating with them, so that when you do send a private message, then they will already have a better opportunity to know who you are and what you do. So the best way to approach people is on a gradual basis, where you're reaching out over time. So what that means is that you need to be reaching out and making contact with people, ideally every single day, or at least during weekdays. So let's say that there are 52 weeks in the year. So if we take 52 weeks and multiply that by 5 business days, that would be 260 days in the year. So if you went out to social media every day, and for instance, you sent a private message to 3 people, 260 times 3 is 780. So you would reach 780 people over the course of a year just by posting or sending private messages to 3 people a day. So think about that. So if you can reach out and make contact every single day, then that starts to build up over time. Now remember to focus on developing the relationship first. So instead of trying to jump in and offer them something business related, what I recommend is that when you contact them, first of all, keep it brief. Keep your messages brief. This is going to force you to have to, have a very short, concise message when you're reaching out to them. Sometimes when I post a message, I will just share a message like, you know, have a great week or have a great weekend or something like that. Obviously, if somebody's having a birthday, I might send a birthday message, especially if they don't allow you to post on their personal page. And other than that, then you can also just contact them about something that you saw them post on their page. Maybe you saw them share a picture or talk about something going on in their life that you could then respond to and ask them about. You can also approach people by looking for ways to help. So you could ask them if there's any way that you could help them. So, for instance, if they're a business person, you might want to say something like, tell me more about your business so I know better how to refer you. That would be a great question to ask. And obviously, if you're going to ask that, then, you know, you probably want to be in a position where you might be able to refer them some business over time. Now, remember that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And this is one of the big benefits of social media, is that if you're making contact with people, if you're developing relationships over time, then it's more likely that people are going to feel like they know who you are and that they may want to do business with you if there's a good fit. So when you're sending a private message on Facebook, here are some tips. As I mentioned before, keep it brief. I recommend about 2 to 3 sentences. Also, end with a question, because when you're posting a message, the goal then is to get people to respond back to you. That's really the critical piece. And so by asking a question, it causes them to think for a moment and then respond back to you. So if you keep your message short and end with a question, it's much more likely that people will actually respond back to you. Now, by the way, what will oftentimes happen is that you create a conversation or a dialogue back and forth. You send a message, they send a message back. You send a message, they send a message back. Now, usually this might go on for a couple times back and forth, and then somebody drops the ball, and somebody stops interacting, and then it just sits for a while. So you might have to go back and post another message later on to respond back to them. And if you're not getting an interaction there, then you might have to go out publicly and go like something on their page, comment on their page, and then send another message, or just pick up the phone and call them. Now, also be sure not to use the same script over and over. See, if you start sending private messages and you just start copying and pasting a template, then Facebook looks at that as possible spam. And so you don't want your message to be treated as spam. and Facebook might actually block your account for a period of time from being able to send private messages. I've had that happen to me before. I think probably I've been blocked for just about everything on Facebook at one time or another. I've been blocked for being too aggressive on adding friends. So if you try to add too many friends too quickly on Facebook, then Facebook will suspend your account and you won't be able to invite any new friends for like 7 days or 14 days. That's painful. So I have methods that I use to get around that these days. Then if you send too many private messages where it's the same message over and over, Facebook will suspend your account and won't let you send private messages. I've had that. I've also had my account suspended for a couple of hours for liking too many posts. Yes, you can actually go in and like too many posts at a time, and Facebook doesn't want you to do that. anything where Facebook feels like it's above and beyond normal activity, typically they will suspend your account. So just be aware of that. I'd rather see you be active consistently over time, daily, rather than just go in, say, one day a week and then just try to go crazy on it and try to do everything at once. It's better if you can just break it out a little bit every single day over time. You're going to end up much better off than if you're trying to do this like one day a week and try to do everything at once. So again, the goal is to have a conversation with somebody. And here's the thing. There's only so much that you can accomplish on social media. It's very unlikely that you're just going to message back and forth and then somebody's going to go click and then purchase something online. The way you want to prospect people on social media is to lead toward a phone call. On a phone call, you have a better opportunity of being able to talk to them, have a conversation, identify needs, and then lead them to a next step. And so the goal is to get good at reaching people, contacting them through social media, prospecting them, and then setting up a phone call where you can chat. So that's what you want to be experimenting with. So what are the next steps? Well, first of all, have a plan. Set some goals. Drive your plan based on activity. So an example of an activity goal would be what I mentioned earlier about sending 3 private messages a day. That's an activity goal. When you set that as a goal, then every day that goes by, you want to be thinking about what you want to accomplish. Oh, today I need to send my 3 private messages. Who are the 3 people that I'm going to reach out today? And as you do this day after day, you're going to suddenly realize that you need to be more organized. So that's probably going to lead you to creating some type of a spreadsheet and starting to add your friends there in there so you can keep track of who you've already contacted and who you haven't contacted yet. If you don't have a system, then probably what's going to happen is you're going to go out to Facebook and you're going to say, well, who can I contact? And the same names are going to keep coming up over and over. That's not going to work. What you have to do is you have to pull together a list of all your friends and then work through that list one by one. Now, in the process of going through that, you may realize that some of the people that you're friends with on Facebook, for instance, and again, this is not just limited to Facebook. This could also be Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, and other sites. But some of the people that you're connected to, they're really not prospects for your business. They're not a qualified prospect. They're not someone who's likely to buy anything from you. So you want to make note of that in your spreadsheet or in your CRM system as to who is a good prospect or not. And that way, you can filter out the ones who aren't and then just focus on the ones who are. Because if you can cut that down, let's say that you have, you know, going back to our example, if you sent or reached 780 people over the course of a year, well, if 200 of those folks are not ideal clients, then really you only need to reach 580. So, but you're probably not going to know unless you start actually going out, visiting their page, taking a look at their profile, and evaluating from there. And in some cases, anyway, I would just send a message because even though someone might not be an ideal client or customer, they might know somebody who would be, so they might be able to refer you business. So it's a good idea to just to reach out to them anyway. But as you go out to their page, as you look at their profile, you'll be able to, you may be able to qualify them just simply by looking at their Facebook page. but you don't really know until you talk to them in person. Now, the next step, obviously, is to create the list, and then finally to work your list. So have a plan, create the list, and then work your list over time. So you might see me post out on social media or Facebook periodically, work your list. That's what I'm talking about. Compile a list of the people that you want to contact and then work your list. Work it one by one, day by day, and reach out to people. Send them private messages, make contact. Now, remember that Facebook friends come and go. So as you're working to reach out and make contact with people, not all your friends who are on Facebook today will stay your friends. And that's not to say that you're, you know, posting anything that you shouldn't be posting or sending private messages that you aren't. But if you're using social media as a business tool, reaching out and making connections with people, then some people might not want to have that kind of contact. And so they might unfriend you or they might block you. So I'm not suggesting, again, doing anything that's aggressive or, you know, breaking any rules and making contact. It's just that some people are overly sensitive. They're hypersensitive when it comes to being contacted. And so what might seem innocent to you might be interpreted differently by somebody else. So just keep that in mind and don't worry. As long as you're, you know, staying in within the guidelines of what Facebook has outlined in terms of using the social media site. And again, if you're using Twitter or LinkedIn or other sites, then you should be fine. Now, here's a technique that you can use, and I'm going to share this idea, and then I'm going to go out in the Facebook group and read some comments and questions. So if you, I encourage you again to share your takeaways out in the Facebook group, and also if you have any questions, go ahead and post them there now. So this technique is called cross-channel communication. This is mixing social media communication with email and phone communication. So what you might find is that as you're reaching out and contacting people, that's a great way as you're sending a private message to look up their account, see if they have a website, if you're targeting business owners, and then see if they have any other social media links and if they have any other communication. I can often find somebody on Facebook, find a website address, go out to the website, find an email address for them and a phone number. And now I have a way to contact them through social media, email, and phone. So what you would want to do then is not hit them all at once, but space out your communications over time. You can send a private message, maybe a couple days later or a week later, send them an email message, and then finally follow up with a phone call. So that's cross-channel communication. That's reaching people through multiple communication channels over time. That's going to increase the likelihood that they're going to see your message and that they're going to pay attention to it. Now, when you post a message, when you send people a private message or you're posting out on Facebook, for instance, or on LinkedIn, you don't always have to share everything about yourself up front. In fact, there's a power in just simply using a teaser. So a teaser is where you're working to pique somebody's curiosity. So again, if you're sending an email message or calling by phone, or sending a private message, you can work to pique someone's curiosity. You can post a message that gets them wondering what it is that you're talking about. So when you're responding to people, sometimes an indirect approach is best. And just by sharing a message, again, you know, by sending a private message, for instance, you could share something that gets somebody wondering what it is that you're talking about. So think about how to write your messages in a way that will grab people's attention and cause them to want to respond back to you. Because it's just like when you're at a networking event and you're talking to somebody and they say, well, what do you do? And instead of just, you know, giving them a laundry list of all the things that you do to help people, you could, for instance, share a short story, or you could talk about one benefit of what you have to offer. And sometimes in sharing that, then it causes people to respond back with the phrase, tell me more. And it's at the point that somebody says, tell me more, that you know that you've been effective, because now you've piqued their curiosity. Now they want to learn more about what it is that you're talking about. And once they do that, then you can follow up and you can share more details. All right, let's head out to the Facebook group and let's check out there real quick. And by the way, I will be wrapping up this call a few minutes early to allow me time to get the call started at 5 o'clock, which is on 7 Secrets to Become a Highly Paid Expert. And by the way, if you're listening to the recording of this call and the date and time has already passed, you could send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Put Highly Paid Expert Audio in the subject line, and I'll reply back and include a link to get the recording of the call that I'm doing today. Okay, Roy says, today's topic, social media prospecting. And Roy says, social media ads have become more important. Absolutely. You know, the days of free social media marketing are rapidly coming to an end. It used to be that you could post a message on your business page and that you could reach hundreds of people. You know, the people who have liked your page would actually see the message. And these days, what's happened is that Facebook has changed their algorithm, and so when you post a message on your business page, it really only reaches a fraction of your audience. And, of course, the reason they've done this is because Facebook makes money by having businesses pay for ads. So they've changed their system so that people are unlikely to see your message. It won't come up in the newsfeed unless you start doing ads. So at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, if I want somebody to see this message, does it make sense to have me or to pay for an advertisement? And I don't recommend that you advertise everything. For one, that would become very expensive. But you might want to consider advertising a post that has an ability, for instance, to generate a lead. So the ad that I ran starting today is to announce a webinar that I'm doing next week. And by advertising that, that gives me an opportunity to have somebody go out and register for that webinar. And by registering, that will help to generate a lead. And once I've generated that lead, now I have a capability of following up over time. So that's worth an investment to me to be able to do that. And I've used Facebook ads for many years, off and on, at various times. And I'm in a cycle right now where I'm going to be experimenting more with ads over the next couple months. So I'll be trying out different techniques. Facebook has changed their advertising platform over the years. They've made improvements to it. You can do a lot more in terms of targeting the specific audience that you want to reach. You can do more ads in the newsfeed, which I think is a better way, is advertising in the newsfeed versus in the sidebar. Typically, the ads in the newsfeed get a little bit more attention than the sidebar ads do. And you can also include big pictures in there as well. Roy says you can use social media to introduce yourself as if you were in a room networking. Right. When you send a private message, reach out and just introduce yourself. And again, this is not a big, tell somebody about everything that you do, but just to reach out and say hello. And again, start a conversation back and forth. Roy said, be systematic in your follow-up. Yes, and one of the things you'll find is as you're reaching out and sending people messages, there's only a fraction of people that will respond back to you. So if you send, say, 10 private messages, maybe 3 to 5 people will actually reply back to you and the others won't. So then you have to be systematic in doing that over time. Roy said, focus your prospecting criteria. Right, not everyone is made equal. And, you know, some people are going to be a better prospect for you. So by compiling a list of people in a spreadsheet, for instance, it allows you to keep track of who are your best prospects. So you might want to identify that. You could even create a scoring criteria. You could rate people on a scale of 1 to 10 as to whether they're a good prospect for you. So there's a lot of different ways to do this, but just have some system that will help you to figure out what to do and who to contact. Roy says you can prospect to groups or approach people individually. Yes, absolutely. You can make contact through a private Facebook group. So if there are groups that are out there that you're connected to, you could reach out and make contact with people that way. Just beware, don't go out and spam people. You don't want to be spamming people in Facebook groups. That could get you blocked from a group. Roy says, prospect on a regular schedule. Yes, if you can figure out the best time of day for you to reach out to people, that's going to be very helpful. Shauna says, gradually reach out over time. Yes, this is one of the areas where people who aren't patient typically and who don't have a systematic approach feel like their only approach is just to reach out and just kind of blast people with their message all at once. You know, send a long message that gets people, you know, shares their business or their opportunity or whatever it is that they're doing. So it's much better if you can break it out over time and reach out and make contact gradually with people. Roy said, keep your messages brief. Yes, when I see a long message, it turns me away, and I'm unlikely to actually read that whole message, so it's not going to get read, and I probably won't even respond back to them because I don't even know what to say. And it's probably going to take me 5 minutes to read it, understand it, and then respond back to them. But if you send a short message, maybe 2 to 3 sentences, someone can read that quickly and respond to you. Karen said, CEO Space recommends the phrase, what do you do and how can I help you? I like that. That's a nice approach. It's nice, quick, brief, lets people know what it is, or it gets people responding back to you. So it's more focused on them than being focused on you. And you want to put the focus on them because that's going to allow you to grab their interest. People love to talk about themselves. And so if you give them an opportunity to open up about themselves, then it starts to create engagement. Roy says, don't use the same messages too many times or you'll get flagged for spam. Right, exactly. You don't want to have that same message over and over. You kind of have to change it up over time. You might have a couple different scripts that you work from and then change a couple words every time. It's kind of a pain, but that's just the way it is. You can't, it's not like you don't have the same control in social media marketing as you do, for instance, with email marketing. With email marketing, I can create an email message and I can send it out, send the same message out to everybody all at once, and that message is customized with their name. With social media marketing, if I want to send somebody a private message, I've got to change up the message every time and do it one by one. It's kind of a tedious process. Shauna says, have a plan and set activity goals. Yes. See, the problem is if you don't set a goal, then how do you know whether you're working according to your plan? If you don't have a goal for how often to contact people, then it's just one of those things that, you know, slips to the wayside and you don't end up doing anything. Shauna says, have a spreadsheet to track. Yes, absolutely. I found spreadsheets to be the easiest to use, and I do use CRMs as well. I use Zoho as a CRM, and I keep track of certain information there. But, I mean, for instance, you could go in and you could create a task if you wanted to reach out and make contact with people. But I just found spreadsheets to be a lot simpler and straightforward to use for this purpose. Or he said, compile a contact list and then work it a little bit each day. Exactly. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you work social media marketing? Reach a couple people each day. Shauna says, create a list of people to contact and then work that list over time. Good. Okay, let me share a few more ideas, and then we'll wrap up here in a couple minutes. So what's the difference between public versus private messages? Well, obviously, with public messages, you might be posting that on your page. You see, you could post a message on your personal page, and then you could tag somebody in that post. And then with a private message, you're sending that private message to them, and only they can read it. You can also go out to their page, and if they have their privacy settings open, then you can also post a message directly on their personal page and tag them in it as well. Now, it's a good idea to alternate relationship-building messages with business-related messages. So in terms of the type of messages that you're posting, like for instance on, I would recommend following the 80-20 rule. Typically 80% of the messages that you post on social media should be informational and only 20% should be promotional. And really, these days, on your personal Facebook page, you don't want to be posting anything about your business. Now, I bend the rule a little bit in the sense that I would share a blog post, for instance. So in fact, I just did that today. I published a blog post on my site, and then I shared the link out on my personal page. A blog post is content-oriented, and by sharing that content, I'm adding value. But I see all the time where people are sharing, really much more business-related things, where they're sharing a specific offer. Real estate agents are sharing listings. And so, these posts are promotional in nature. And if Facebook catches you posting about your business on your personal page, they might just convert your personal page into a business page, in which case you lose all of your friends. Your friends now become likes. And you can't send a private message to people who have just liked your business page. You can only do that with your personal page. So make sure that you don't violate the rules. Jay Baer said, the goal of social media is to turn customers into a volunteer marketing army. And that's a great perspective and a way of looking at it, because one of the things that I see periodically is that I have people who will post on their page saying something positive about me and tagging me in that post. And then I can approve that post, and then it appears on my page. So what's nice about that is it's like a spontaneous testimonial. Someone is endorsing me. They're providing a testimonial on their page, referring people to me, tagging me in that, and that shows up on my personal page. So that's like creating a volunteer marketing army. And sometimes I will ask people to do this, but more often than not, people just automatically do that. And you should also think about doing the same thing for other people. If you have other people that you like, other people that you get value from, you should think about doing that, and that's a way of creating social currency for other people. Now, let's talk for a moment about using message templates. So I spoke a moment ago about not using the same message over and over, but it's a good idea, if you're going to be contacting people, to have some different templates that you're working from. So again, keep those templates short, about 2 to 3 sentences, and start off, try to engage them, and then end with a question. And the other thing is, you can also create a series of templates over time, because what's going to happen is if you send a message and somebody responds back, now what? Well, now you need kind of step two. So what you might do is create a series of messages, kind of step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, ultimately leading up to scheduling an appointment. And that's not to say the conversation will evolve the same way every time, but it's just kind of thinking through the process that if you start having a conversation with somebody, it's very likely that that conversation might go a certain way. There might be certain things that they might ask or things that they might be might share. And so think about how you're going to move that conversation along as time goes on. Bonnie Sainsbury said, social media will help you build up loyalty of your current customers to the point that they will willingly and for free tell others about you. And I think that's one of the greatest capabilities of social media, is that spontaneous referability, that people will just share about you. People who are satisfied will share you. And, of course, also remember that if somebody has a bad experience, then they will also share that as well. And social media creates a higher level of accountability these days. Corporations know this, and they're monitoring constantly for people sharing negative information. And if it's something that they can respond to, then they will. They'll respond back to people and try to rectify the situation. So it's not just about social media marketing. It's also about being responsive to people. It's about paying attention to what people are saying about you and your business and responding back to them. There's a conversation about your business online. The question is, are you participating in it? Now, which social media networks will work best for you? Well, that's a question to ask yourself. Are you going to find the best results through Facebook, through Twitter, through LinkedIn, through other sites? For many businesses, they do it on a trial and error basis. See which sites work best for them. See which sites are get the best results for them. So there are pros and cons for using each different site. I found that Facebook creates more engagement Twitter tends to, you get retweets on Twitter if you're sharing good content. And then LinkedIn, a lot of the communication is sent through private messages, people sending messages back and forth to each other. Okay, let me go back out to the Facebook group and see if there are any final posts to read here before we wrap up or any questions. Okay, Karen says, which is more powerful in response to what do you do? I offer an alternative to chlorine for pools and hot tubs, or I've discovered a cheaper, easier, and healthier way to keep your pool clean. Well, the challenge is that, you know, depending on when you're posting that, it may be too soon in the conversation. So if you're wanting to talk about pools, well, first of all, there's a difference between reaching, say, a business owner like, a, you know, someone who runs a hotel versus somebody, you know, like a private residence that has a pool. So first of all, I would think about, you know, asking questions about, you know, activities like you could, you know, so initially contact them, and after you get them to respond to that, then you might say something like, hey, summer's coming up. What are some of the things that you plan on doing this summer? And use that as an opportunity to open up a conversation around activities. And then at some point, it might make sense to ask a question like, oh, by the way, do you have a pool? So part of what you can do through social media prospecting is help to qualify, because that's not something that you would just necessarily know. People aren't going to necessarily tell you that they have a pool on their Facebook page, so you might have to ask that. And if they respond back and say, yes, I do have a pool, then you could, instead of just jumping in and say, hey, I found a cheaper, easier, healthier way to keep your pool clean, you could say something like, oh, great. This would be a great opportunity, for instance, to share a blog post. So you could say something like, here's a great blog post that I wrote on tips to keep your pool clean. And so lead from the conversation to have them go out to your blog, for instance, to read a blog post. That would be a great technique. Okay, that's the last comment on the page. So what we're going to do now is go ahead and wrap up the call. So I want to thank you for joining in on the call today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information on the call. I encourage you to think about what you can do to step up your social media prospecting activity and use that as an opportunity to reach people and develop relationships. So thanks for joining me on the call, and if you'd like to join me on the conference call that's coming up immediately afterwards at 5 o'clock, then I encourage you to go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/expertsecrets. That's socialmediaoutcomes.com/expertsecrets, and go ahead and fill out the form. You'll get the contact information so you can register for the call. So thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and God bless.